I like New York now. I went out last night and I saw different things. It only sucks in Times Square. I did not know that. Because I only live in Times Square when I go to New York. So I would go to Manitoba's, but I was like busy freaking out on the show and freaking out on people that were freaking out on me and thinking about trying to get laid and not being allowed to. And now I can, and that is keeping me busy also. Mind power, mind games, using a lot of mind games. Didn't use a penis last night. Could have. Maybe not exactly fully, but a little bit could have in an iconic fashion, according to the book of Jason Ellis. Iconic.
But you didn't.
But I didn't.
Because waiting makes it better.
I don't know. I'm willing to find out.
Hey, I'm told it's better to have sex when you're in love, but I'll never find out.
Wait, I didn't know you were going to do that.
Red Dragon.
I didn't see that coming at all, Michael. Mind games.
So you guys had a nice night last night?
I had a great evening at the Tony Hawk. I didn't even see him last night.
You did? No. I saw him a couple times.
I didn't see him for 1 second.
I shook his hand. I shook Steve Blatter's hand.
I didn't see Steve Blatter. I didn't see Scott Greenstein. I didn't see anybody. I was late.
You were.
I had a date. I had such a good date. Well, I've always wanted to go on a date with this girl, and I totally went on a date with her, and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah. So, you guys all went to a party, but before you went to a party, you went on a date. You did.
No, I went to the party.
Was the date. Okay, so how'd your date go?
It was fucking awesome. I already said that, though, didn't I?
Mm. I was wondering if you wanted to divulge anything more than...
I will divulge this. I did not have sex with that woman.
And you shouldn't for another 6 months.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, 170 more days. 179 more days.
She's really just a friend. But it was just fun to hang out with her.
Cool.
She kind of likes me, and it's really cool to know that she likes me, because I always thought she was cute.
She is cute.
That's the end of it.
Yeah, I got to see her.
She lives in New York. I live in LA. Come on, let's be serious.
Right.
I got a girlfriend.
Just taking it out with a friend, catching up.
But nowadays,
somebody you once had a connection with.
Oh, an East Coaster and a West Coaster?
Everybody's bi-coastal, Ellis.
The show is picking up. I know it's not usually fair, but, under these circumstances, Michael, the caliber of radio that I am doing these days, obviously with you and Josh helping me.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Kind of does deserve to have multiple girlfriends around the world.
A hoe in a different area code?
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned,
I have two hoes and two different area codes.
Oh, fuck, that'd be so sick if everybody was okay with that. Like, I'm going to the East Coast. Like, tell fucking Kristen to take care of you. Hey, Kristen, I'm coming to take care of you. Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, New York and L.A. are twin cities nowadays.
I almost had sex with that fleshlight last night.
Really?
Mm.
Mad loads.
If you have sex with that thing and a girl holds it for you,
yeah,
and you make out with her while you're fucking it,
yeah,
is that kind of fucking her? It's not, is it?
No, I think it's more of a hand job.
It is like a hand job,
especially if the girl has. You know, some girls don't have soft hands.
Ew.
I might prefer a fleshlight hand job than an actual hand job.
Me and Krista were sticking our fingers in it last night. If you put your fingers right in there, I didn't know. If you put your fingers right in there, there's stuff in there that makes it feel like it's a vagina. Like,
really?
It's fucking crazy. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Lubricated?
It's got that pokey thing in the back?
What? No, I didn't. No, we were trying to figure out where that thing goes, and I was trying to tell her. I'm like, it goes up your ass. She's like, no, it doesn't. I'm like, where the fuck else would it go? So it goes in the other end of it. I'm like, what happens when your dick stabs the fucking golden plastic thing that into the eye of your penis? Like, it doesn't go down there. But it's a necklace. I want to wear it.
We did I'll show you mine if you show me yours. I couldn't believe that he took it out so easily, so I glanced for a second and then I got embarrassed. I'm Krista Ann from Penthouse, and you're listening to a man with a very pretty penis. Jason Ellis.
Yeah, Krista Ann said that I have a pretty penis. I don't even remember that.
I remember that.
Yeah. I really like you. But that's kind of, people know that now. You can't stop saying
it. We're already starting this.
We went on a date last night and I told you I really liked you too. You're a really nice person.
Was that a date?
No. Okay. I thought it was. It wasn't? Oh, man.
It was kind of a date.
Okay, good. Because I kind of told everybody that I got a date with you. So please just back me up and then you can lie about it when you leave. She was all over me, boys. You should have seen her.
Don't worry, I'll hide the engagement ring.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. So, Krista Ann is here because she is...
Because I forced my way back onto the show.
No, you weren't allowed on the show, but I didn't know you weren't allowed on the show, but you are allowed on the show. It's mine, so you're allowed on it.
Thanks.
But I like you the most out of any girl that's ever been on the show, and you're the girl. When I first met you, I felt... This, maybe several times in my life where I felt bad about being married, but that, I recall that as being one of them.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really like you. You're a really nice person, and you might have the prettiest face on a human being that I've ever seen in my life, and now
Jeez. You're
all thick and shit, and you got a big ass and stuff. So it's like you got, like, bonus features since I last saw you. Yeah.
People take thick the wrong way. I mean, not me, but...
Oh, well, okay, good, because I wasn't... No, it's good.
Okay.
It's like muscle and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did say that. You're like, you actually look kind of muscly.
You do. You're kind of buff. I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah, and you can see a photo of our guest, Krista Ann, at Radio TFB.
Oh, you fucking whore!
It's 2:30, by the way.
Oh, you bastard! Wait. Fuck.
Guys.
Krista, guys. Shut up, Michael. Krista, you've got an Instagram right now, Krista. We all Instagram at this time. This is the most following... We'll teach you Instagram right now, because Krista had fucking private Instagram. I'm like, what are you doing? You've got to let us all in. We all want to know you.
So then you ask.
Just let them all in, Krista. Everybody is allowed in to see Krista. You got to do it. Don't be crazy. Oh, puppy. You've got to do the what hashtag. All the popular
the hashtags
things.
Are very important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. These
See,
are.
See, that's I can't. That's a lot of work.
See, that's why Krista's such a cool chick, because she doesn't care. I'm trying to tell her about Instagram. You're a pretty girl. You make money off being a pretty girl, and you can't be fucked organizing your Instagram. You're already over it.
Yeah, I don't care. I honestly like Instagram. I like the best of all social networks, but it becomes complicated. I like when it's just like send a picture, a hashtag that maybe only is special to me. And that's that.
Yeah. It's your job.
Well,
people want to see you more.
Instagramming for me, then.
What about this? What about this? Krista Ann, at Krista Ann on Twitter. What about this? You take photos of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Super hot and shit. Because it's Instagram, so no, you can't have ass crack and titties and stuff.
No, you can't. I see everyone else that does, but you're the only one that doesn't.
Well, that's because Jason's getting persecuted.
Oh, there's a personal vendetta. I know who it is, too. And you're never going to stop me, person who's listening. I'll keep making Instagrams with more ass shots. I'll never be stopped. And I have this radio show that you cannot switch off. So I'll keep telling people to follow me on a new Instagram every time you switch me off. And sooner or later, I'm going to put your pussy on there. Because that's what you are. You're a pussy. Come at me.
Tell
them. I will, Krista. But listen, you give me photos because I have your phone number. Oh, yeah. That's right, listeners. I got the digits. So you can, and you have my number,
mm-hmm.
and we've just so everyone knows, she's texted me and I've texted her several times. So anyway.
Conversations back and forth.
Oh, hilarious conversations too, Josh. For hours, back and forth. So you can send photos to me
mm-hmm.
of you looking real hot and stuff, and then I'll put it on Instagram and I'll just hashtag Krista Ann, and you won't have to do anything.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so I'm going to need...
Is that part of us dating? You get the Instagram for me?
We're dating?
No.
You don't want to go on me?
What?
You don't want to go on me?
You live it. Not here.
What about if I move to mornings and I move to New York, take out Howard Stern? Would you do it?
Definitely.
Would you ride with me?
What?
Would you be my ride or die bitch?
Yes.
You would?
I would.
That's hot. It's real hot.
So back to Instagram.
Thank you, Michael.
What did you put up, Jason?
Two adorable puppies.
No, really?
That's what That's what works on Instagram, Krista. You gotta do this stupid shit. Puppies and really hot chicks.
Yeah.
And kittens. Go ahead.
Did I mention I went to the Central Park Zoo this morning?
Oh, you're a fucking asshole. Right, I'm going on your Instagram just to punch myself in the face.
Right. I think everybody who had fun voting on their favorite hot bikini babe yesterday is gonna have it. It's going to have a great time voting for their favorite animal that I saw at the zoo this morning.
There's a red panda.
Yeah.
Red panda! Thank you.
You're really tough to He's really tough to beat, Krista.
Wow.
He's really tough to beat.
Is it the sea lion? Is it the penguin?
Wait, where are these, you bastards?
Damn it. Damn it.
Oh, look at Krista Ann's photo. You guys all lost. Oh, my God. Oh, how is that legal?
Did you see my polar bear?
I'm not looking at your... I don't give a shit about your polar bear. Krista Ann has a Twitter photo where she's bent over looking at the camera and her ass is behind her like a shark that's coming out of the water about to eat Krista Ann, but it's not a shark. It's her own ass. And it's coming after her.
Yeah.
And she's so...
Thank you. Yeah. And that's actually off the camera.
What does that mean?
Like, after he took it, I just took a picture of the camera.
Oh, that's pretty artsy.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen any of these animals that Tully's talking about, so I guess it's not worth following.
Are you kidding me? You haven't seen the red panda, the polar bear, the penguin, the sea lion?
It's a good shot of the penguin, too.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
These are all personal shots. I didn't find these on Google. I was, did I mention I was at the Central Park Zoo with an 8-month-old baby?
Aww.
Experience the delight of looking at these wonderful animals through his eyes. At Tullywood on Instagram.
Oh. Wait, Krista, you posed a photo for Josh?
Yeah.
You bastard, dude.
I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to.
No, this isn't your fault, Krista. You're innocent in this. You're an innocent bystander.
Oh, my God.
We're having Instagram wars.
Stupid Tullywood got photos of seals and penguins. I can't, all the photos that you put on here, I can just see that you're like, oh, wait till Ella sees this on Instagram. Like, I can actually see it in every photo. The joy in Michael's finger hitting the button and going, oh, wait till Ella sees. Me have this whole animal thing where everyone has to look and pick animal and follow me. Fucking cheating.
I took like 11 pictures of penguins.
You're such an Instagram whore.
Yeah, I think you win.
Yeah, for some reason, cuteness is what wins the day on Instagram for whatever reason.
How many followers?
Babies and kitties.
20,000. Come on, Alice. That's ridiculous. I can do better. I've got to do better. I've got to be focused. I've got to talk to Chick. Joanna, hello, Joanna Angel. Are you early? The fuck's wrong with you? Is this some East Coast shit? You accidentally got here because you didn't know what time it was? We booked Joanna Angel at a certain time, but we tell Joanna to come half an hour before she's supposed to be here because you'll make... You caught a train? You caught a train? Do you know New York or something? Have you got more tattoos? Oh. Well, try to wear less clothes more often then. It's just
totally.
What people like, right?
Yep, less clothes.
Speaking of less clothes,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie, I was looking at you a lot last night.
Thanks.
And I was like, I want to know what it looks like with, like, lingerie on it. I want to know what it looks like, because I know it's like, all soft and stuff. I touched it a little bit.
You touched what?
Your leg. I brushed it with my finger. I touched what? What do you mean? What do you think I would touch, said I touched?
I don't know.
I didn't touch anything.
Yeah, the middle of the party, I feel like people would have noticed.
If I fingered her at the party? Somebody would have caught on to that. And that's not a Tony Hawk kind of thing.
No.
You don't finger people at the Tony Hawk, whatever those things are called.
No, but I heard Cullen gave Raw Dog a back rub.
Cullen didn't give me a back rub.
Okay. Okay, why?
I was standing. Yeah, we were all like having a conversation. Then I felt somebody rubbing my back. I look over, and Cullen says, "Oh, sorry, man. I thought you were my chick."
What?
We missed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you guys missed that.
I didn't know Cullen was drinking that much.
I was like, "What? Why?" It's nice to see you too.
I saw him later. He's like, they're about the same height. They were wearing the same color. I wasn't paying attention.
I completely disagree that his wife looks like Raw Dog at all.
Wait, what did you call the party? Because everyone was talking so much.
No, that was the very end. We got bombarded as I was leaving. I got attacked by people I hadn't seen for a long time, and they recommended I did 700 things before I left New York, and I was like, I'm not doing any of them, but I'm going to say that I'm going to do all of them. I don't know what they said.
It was like you called it like a yak.
It was a yak off.
Yak off.
Yeah, because it couldn't, It really was a lot of talking. Like, I didn't even, when by the time it ended, I didn't even really, I was like, what? Why is everybody leaving? And I, it was just because it was just a fucking yak off. People were just attacking kind of party,
it's
me.
Like, it's like a cocktail party sort of thing. It's just people having conversations and flitting from person to person.
Flitting, yeah.
But
I was trying to be, like, polite to my date, who isn't really my date. But I was just treating it as, I feel like you can't just go talk business with a lady that you, a lady you invited, right?
You're right.
That's no class.
You're right, Ellis.
Thank.
I'm backing you.
Thank you. Thanks,
right? Hey, it was a date to me.
Yep.
And I was nice
to you.
Was I nice?
Very nice. You're always nice.
I am always nice. I'm not always nice. I'm just always nice to you.
That's all that counts.
Well then, fuck yeah. Can you tell what I'm thinking?
That you want to make out with me.
What else? What else?
Probably a pretty good guess.
Only because that's what you always say.
What else? What else am I thinking?
I don't know.
You really don't know what I'm thinking?
That you think I have a pretty head. That's what you always say to what?
Do you know what I'm doing right now?
Oh, taking your clothes off.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to inspire me?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
You don't like me?
What?
You don't like me?
I do.
Headphones are off. Yeah. Hat goes backwards.
You don't like me?
That's like you're like making me nervous.
Stand up.
Don't talk to me like that.
Why not?
Bailey, are you really trying to, like, seduce me into taking my clothes off?
Yeah. Krista, that's not oil. That's cocoa butter.
Fine. Oh my God, you're so funny.
You can take your top off?
What?
Take your top off.
Jason flexing some radio muscles here.
This is the funniest voice that you're trying.
It's not funny.
It is funny.
It's very serious.
I purposely wore a very easy outfit.
You're smart and hot.
Yeah, I do the same thing when I go to work.
I'm like, oh.
Uncle, do I sound sexy?
You're turning me on, yeah.
Yeah.
You do sound sexy.
That's the correct answer, Uncle. Thank you.
I'm very, very hot.
Ellis, mate, quick idea.
Yeah.
Since she still has a bra on, you think now's a good time for an Instagram photo?
I kind of like her with the bra on. It's, like, sophisticated.
Yep, that's what I was going for.
I kinda want, like, nailed it.
you rattled me. I feel bad about that decision now.
I was going for sophisticated.
Thank you, Colin, at Future 41. Thank you.
While they pose, let's quickly look. Oh, the red panda is winning the cutest animal competition
is
on
it?
The at Hollywood Instagram.
That's
but
very
it's close,
exciting. That's
and
very
it's
exciting.
Not too late to vote. Would you prefer? Red panda! Thank you, yeah. Penguin's looking great, though.
So you're going to win regardless?
Not necessarily.
No, I'm losing in general.
Oh.
In the game of life and the game of Instagram, but the red panda is winning my animal competition.
I'm trying to at least beat Tully. I'm in third right now.
Yeah, fuck off.
It will happen.
Why are you on my side?
I may have some kind of trump card at my sleeve.
You've got no trump card. You've got no sleeves. Jason's just leaning in.
This is so funny that no one can see that.
I know. It's the silent seduction that plays so well
I
on the
know.
Radio.
Thank God I know you, or it would be like a little weird.
Why? Cause, just because he's smelling you right now?
Just because he's so close. You're very close right now.
Take your pants off.
It's a skirt.
Take them off.
Is that what they call those no leg pants?
That's what they call them.
I like purple.
What?
I like purple.
You're so close.
Yes. Well, they've got to share a mic.
Yeah, if I don't, because I'm trying to sound sexy and I can't raise my voice.
You'll
so I'm
share the mic routine.
This is strictly for radio, Krista.
Got it. All right, look. I took it off.
Do you feel comfortable in it?
Yes.
Do you like me?
Yes, I like you.
Prove it.
Oh, my God. What do you mean? Didn't I prove it already?
What about? What? Come on. Look at me. Come here. Come here.
What?
Do you want to be my East Coast bitch? I'm pretty famous.
That's so romantic.
It is.
This is how I propose.
I know a person that says fire to people.
This is like the most romantic question ever.
What about if We never speak to each other ever again. Right? You like that? Because it's not going to work out. It really can't work out.
Yeah.
You're never going to leave. You're too close to your family.
Mm-hmm. And you're too close to yours.
I can't leave. This is never going to work.
Not going to work.
We should embrace it while we can, Krista.
Exactly. Aren't tragic doomed romances the best kind? It's like Romeo and Juliet.
I say we set fire to this bad boy.
Oh my God. What does that even mean?
I have no idea. But
I think he means that literally.
Just fire. Just the word fire.
He wants to burn the studio.
We're talking arson, kid.
I'm on fire.
That's been the plan.
And I need you to put me out, Krista.
Oh my God.
Put me out.
You're making me blush.
Kiss me.
One small kiss.
No, show me how much you like me right now in front of Raw Dog. Raw Dog.
I'm not looking.
You will look. You will watch this.
And you will learn.
Look at her. Look at her.
Yeah, hi.
Look at her ass. Look at her ass.
I looked.
See those purple see-through panties she's got on?
I'm paying attention.
Okay, now look at my face.
I see your face.
That's what's up. Okay? That's what's up.
Your face is up?
My face is on fire. And Chris is going to put it out.
With the water of her lips.
With the water. With the ocean of your face.
Oh, my God.
Give me it.
You're getting one small kiss.
Give me it.
That was pretty hot.
You see
I felt
that?
That.
Did you?
No, look now. He has lip gloss all over him.
Get it off with your face.
It actually looks
cute. Let me have a photo of your full underwear Instagram, because Telly has...
Yeah, they are completely see-through.
Yeah, but at Radio TFB, you can find out what it would look like if Krista Ann rode for Kawasaki.
Come over here, Colin, because this is not going to work out. What'd you say?
What?
Oh, how'd you do that?
With my new Photoshop program.
Someone should talk.
All right.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little distracted.
Yeah, the sea lion is dead in the water, but the penguin and the polar bear are both gaining on the red panda. That's at Tullywood on Instagram.
Incredibly exciting news.
It is.
You guys are fucked.
Screw baby animals. I'm in see-through underwear.
Everybody, I'm about to lose my spots, my Instagram again.
You are?
So everybody should check it out while they can.
I used the hashtags cute, animal, LOL, Satan, and John Ratzenberger.
What?
I can't be touched.
What is Satan? I don't understand how Satan works in any way. Everybody's...
I'm just pandering.
Oh, okay.
Everybody, everything big on Instagram. Animals, Satan, John Ratzenberger.
God!
Do you guys always talk about Instagram?
Constantly.
No, we just started to. We weren't into Instagram, and now we've just become...
And now we're competing to outdo each other.
It's kind of like something, you know, when you like, talk about something a lot because you hate it, and you pretend to like it because it's funny, but then all of a sudden you're kind of really doing it?
Yes.
That's kind of what's happened here.
Got it.
We had a big Instagram whore on the show, and we...
Massive. Yes. The biggest whore in Instagram history showed us how to be whores. Because you've got to be a little bit of a whore on Instagram. Otherwise, it's, like, fun to show people what you had for breakfast. But let's be serious. People need to know.
They want
to
see penguins.
They want to see penguins and they want to see Krista Ann. And if you don't have penguins and Krista Ann, you're a fucking asshole, Raw Dog. I'm seriously going to kick you in the face. You took a photo of her ass cheeks and you put it on Instagram before I took this photo. You're a fucking idiot.
You got the front, I got the back.
But I invited her here. I booked her. None of you should be. You should all be fucking Instagramming penguins, you fucking assholes. I got her here.
Put me on it.
I will. Yeah, put you on it.
Better. I can't Instagram right now. I'm fucking hell. I'm doing stuff. Did you see that shit, you fucking assholes? Sorry. My headphones aren't on right. Oh, I've got one ear. Is that why it sounds funny? Will, you don't see anything at all. Look at her. Will, your life is lame. Look at that. Look, I just kissed it. I can't have... I've done everything. I need... You can't look at me. Do you want me to tell you the story later? I can't believe that I did that.
No,
you need to do that.
Know.
Why are you so uncomfortable?
Stop it.
Why are you uncomfortable? Because you're so hot?
Wait. Well, we know you clam up. That's why we recorded that stuff of you doing excellent radio earlier in the week. So when girls like Krista Ann come by, we can play them some of your radio highlights. So you don't need to deliver now.
Krista, say you and me did some stuff together, and then some of the stuff fell out onto the ground, onto the floor. What do you think Will would say?
Wait, what?
Let me tell you.
Delicious come on the ground.
That's what Will does.
That's what he's all about.
That? Oh, Josh was there as well.
Oh, delicious come on the ground.
You don't even ask for the context of those drops.
I'll tell you the context. That was an audio of you and your girl. Yeah, that was come on the ground. And that's Cullen split the audio of Will and Josh on the ground like dogs.
Yeah,
Cullen attacking the cum.
Factions resident masseur.
Oh, yeah, Cullen was giving both of them a back massage. What's your fucking deal, weirdo?
Oh, man, wow.
Jason's microphone just
I'm going Danzig on this shit. Yeah. Fuck it. Womo, give us a call at 855-41. Woo!
The microphone stand is broke.
Can we please play a song?
It's like a... because now it's like a boxing...
No, it's not.
Enter that in the ring.
It is.
Wait.
Yeah, it's cooler that way.
My favorite comment so far, I posted Chris's face on Ryan Villopoto's body, and somebody commented 8 out of 10 would still do.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Getting things still an 8 out of 10.
Oh, because the body's so gnarly? If there's Ryan Villopoto's head. Oh, wait.
No,
it's Ryan Villopoto's body? Yeah. It can't be. You know what? Chris's face is so hard that if you all of a sudden just had a man's body with that head on there, you would still be an 8 out of 10.
Good to know.
It is good to know. What else do you do, Krista? How do we find? Look, I'll fucking hold this stupid thing in front of my head all day. I don't give a shit.
It actually looks cooler like that.
It does look cooler. I want a dangling microphone when I get back to L.A., Will. Because I want to stand up and talk and chase it and shit. Like when it starts like swinging around, I'd be like, fuck you, man. And it sounds cool like that, too. It's like people are driving by. Welcome back to the Jason Ellis Show. Hey, we're fucking on fire. We're going to go. You don't think that's cool?
No. I think it's cool.
What is like? What's that fucking pipe thing? Yeah. What sort of trombone is that?
A trombone.
It's a trombone. On the nail, right there.
People want a radio show that sounds like it's in motion, like a radio show that's swinging.
I'll keep going then. So, I've confessed my feelings for you, and I think it's weird because, you know, I it's not going to work out, and we know that. So it's a weird thing. I think like people are listening and like, why are you doing this, Alice? It's stupid. But I just don't care what anybody thinks.
Stupid.
I don't think about anybody. I don't care anymore, Krista. I say whatever the fuck I want. I like you.
Is that new?
If anybody wants to hate me, sometimes maybe things I've said before that I didn't want to say, but not now. More than ever now, in every aspect of my life, I'm just going to tell you exactly what I'm thinking. So I really, really like your face. And your body's like really good, but that's not it. It's not it. I like you as a person, which makes me feel okay about not going out with you. Usually I will be sad because I'm not going to get to have sex with you and stuff, and you're super hot, and that will be crazy. But if I'm just your friend, that won't bother me. And that's weird because I'm a whore. I don't understand why I just said that. Look at her, Will. I know her. She's got my number. This show is the greatest show in the world. Thank you so much, Will, for giving me this job so that I have met. Because Christine wouldn't. I couldn't get it in there. Wait, let me say that again.
You should thank me.
Maybe Will wants to take another crack at asking Krista out. Maybe he's got something else to say.
But he would ask Krista out?
Do we have any of his famous patented pickup lines?
That one?
It's just how he warms up with that.
Oh, that's
like an icebreaker.
That's really him.
I hate myself.
That's him. Then he plays the pity card.
Well, puke on my dick.
It just shows.
Shut that cunt's mouth before I come over there and fuck start her head.
That's him as a very romantic.
Yeah.
And then who can forget?
You should just fucking smile and blow me.
How's that for advice?
This is awkward, folks. We've got a love triangle here in the studio.
Yes.
Will Pendarvis is very much a player for Chris Chan's affections.
Will, I was here first. Back off. Come on, man.
Hard pussy on your ass.
What can I see on the website and stuff? Are you on penthouse.com and stuff? What do you want?
I am on penthouse.com. I have my own website, krista-ann.net.
Yeah.
My Twitter and my Instagram is just Chris Ann.
And you just don't... Do you go out much?
when there's a reason.
You're like a pretty good girl, though, right? You're not like a...
Good.
I don't know. I don't want to say anything bad because I love Penthouse, but I know some Penthouse girls that are wild. You're not wild. You're kind of... You got it together. What's up with that? How come you're not like all...
I don't know. I mean, woo-hoo! Like, I guess...
Come on. Hey, look. Lainey, some of the Penthouse girls I know... And yes, I do know some of them very well. And every now and then they are just woo, and I'm like, fucking hell, man! Only so long I can stand around that. You guys are crazy, but you're like,
no, you know. Lainey's seen me wild before.
Really? When was this?
At like Super Bowl parties and stuff.
Oh wait, do you like football players?
That's not why.
Oh.
No.
But you do like them.
I mean, I don't not like them, but like. I don't discriminate against them, but no, it was just like all of us together, 20 Penthouse pets. It gets a little crazy after 8 hours of drinking.
20 Penthouse pets and alcohol? Mm-hmm. That sounds really cool to somebody who's never met Penthouse pets before. Like, I know that sounds to me like if I heard that, I would probably go to the gym. I would like to get that information for at least 3 weeks before the event, and I would go into some serious training for that evening because... It's fucking dangerous in there, ladies and gentlemen. You can get caught up in that action. They will fuck you up.
So, yeah, I mean, things get wild, obviously.
Yeah, you guys are all catty and shit. Get in the middle of a catty thing, and all of a sudden everybody hates you, and it's all your fault, and all you did was just try to break it up. I don't trust those guys. You're okay, but everyone else I'm very scared of. I am. Penthouse pets are scary.
No, they're not.
They are. They're like fucking lead guitarists. They're all the same, Michael. You can tell. That's why Chris Ann's a weird. She's not the same as every other. There's always a little piece that reminds me of all the other girls. You don't. I feel like they would hate you. That's why I would not. If I was going out with you, all Penthouse would hate me because they would all hate you. I can tell. They don't like
they
you.
They would hate who?
All of them.
I don't care.
See, I knew it. I swear to God, everybody, last night I did not have a conversation about Penthouse girls liking or disliking Krista Ann.
No.
No, because I have the girls that I'm like really good friends with, and obviously we like.
And then the jealous
we
ones.
Love each other. Yeah, but like, I don't care. Tell what? Why? You know?
Why would you care?
Different things.
Why would you?
And
you
can nice do anything. To them.
Your life is so awesome. You're like. Lance Bass, but having sex with women. I believe he would have more sex with women if he wasn't gay. I believe his life would be even better than it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that many guys are into him. He looks too gay.
You mean gay guys are like he's too gay?
Gay guys like straight guys. Trust me. I'm a straight guy. Every time I walk down Gay Street, they're like, yeah! I'm like, wow, that is crazy. You guys are fucking... What?
There's a glitch in the Matrix.
Well, guy or girl, you're probably going to think my latest Instagram photo is very sexy.
Stop cheating!
Look at Ryan Villopoto giving a bashful look behind him.
Krista, it's your ass with Ryan Villopoto's head on it.
Who cares? It's
oh my God.
It's 6:30. Nobody's even on Instagram.
Oh, man, cool. You have really turned into an Insta whore. He actually knows the info off heart. All right, Krista, thanks for being on the show. Want to go out with me tonight?
Sure.
I'll be back. You can all kiss my ass.
Microphone is dangling.